Title: Enactment of the Paycheck Protection Program and Healthcare Enhancement Act and Further Interpretive Guidance on the Economic Uncertainty Certification and PPP Eligibility. Content: On April 24, 2020, the U.S. President signed into law the Paycheck Protection Program and Healthcare Enhancement Act, PPP Enhancement Act, which appropriates an additional $321 billion for the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, as enacted under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, CARES Act. The $321 billion infusion under the PPP Enhancement Act replenishes the PPP after the program utilized the entire $349 billion commitment that was originally authorized under the CARES Act. Of the $321 billion, the SBA is obligated to set aside and guarantee $30 billion for insured depository institutions with consolidated assets between $10 billion and $50 billion and 2. Credit unions with consolidated assets between $10 billion and $50 billion, and another $30 billion for community financial institutions, 2. Insured depository institutions with consolidated assets of less than $10 billion and 3. Credit unions with consolidated assets of less than $10 billion. Further, on April 23, 2020, the U.S. Department of Treasury, issued an updated Frequently Asked Questions Fact Sheet, FAQ, 1, and on April 24, 2020, the U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA, released its fourth interim final rule, 2, with respect to the PPP. The updated FAQ and fourth interim final rule is supplemental to the first interim final rule issued by the SBA on April 2, 2020, 2, second interim final rule issued by the SBA on April 4, 2020, 3, applicable affiliation rules fact sheet that was issued by the Treasury on April 4, 2020, and 4, third interim finale rule issued by the SBA on April 14, 2020. Highlights of what we believe to be material new guidance or clarification of existing guidance in the updated FAQ and fourth interim final rule are as follows. A. The economic uncertainty certification. The updated FAQ and fourth interim final rule provides interpretative guidance with respect to the obligation of a PPP applicant to certify on its application form that SE. Errant economic uncertainty makes this PPP loan request necessary to support the ongoing operations of the applicant. The economic uncertainty certification. The FAQ states that although the CARES Act suspends the ordinary requirement that applicants for SBA loans must be unable to obtain credit elsewhere, as defined in Section 3(h) of the Small Business Act, PPP applicants must make the economic uncertainty certification in good faith, taking into account their current business activity and their ability to access other sources of liquidity sufficient to support their ongoing operations in a manner that is not significantly detrimental to the business. As an example, the FAQ adds that it is unlikely that a public company with substantial market value and access to capital markets will be able to make the economic uncertainty certification in good faith, and that such PPP applicant should be prepared to demonstrate to SBA, upon request, the basis for its certification. The SBA provides a safe harbor for businesses who have already received PPP loans but determine that they are no longer able to make the economic uncertainty certification in good faith in light of the updated FAQ. Such businesses that received PPP loans prior to the issuance of the updated FAQ will be deemed by the SBA to have made the economic uncertainty certification in good faith if they prepay their PPP loans in full by May 7, 2020. In the fourth interim final rule, the SBA elaborated that this safe harbor is necessary and appropriate to ensure that such businesses repay PPP loan funds that they obtained based on a misunderstanding or misapplication of the required certification standard. The updated FAQ and fourth interim final rule addressing the economic uncertainty certification arises amidst increasing public scrutiny of businesses that, while technically eligible for PPP loans, may be perceived as larger or better capitalized than the small business concerns which the PPP was established to assist. 3. On April 21, 2020, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin provided additional color on the updated FAQ and economic uncertainty certification, stating that there are severe consequences for people who don't attest properly to this certification and FERT.